Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Since the launch of ChatGPT, the debate around AI replacing people is getting bigger and bigger. And one of the biggest areas that we hear this talked about is in, you know, like entry-level jobs, specifically in fast food. I think there was a lot of controversy when earlier this year, McDonald's announced that they were going to create a completely automated restaurant. And today we have an announcement that Wendy's is also following suit, partnering with Google Cloud to create an AI model that can answer people and take people's orders at the window. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the implications and where we believe the industry is going and what exactly Wendy's is doing, if anything, different than McDonald's. So the first thing to know is when McDonald's originally unveiled back in January, kind of right after the whole ChatGPT AI hype began, a completely automated restaurant. A lot of people criticized them for this, saying, you know, you're going to replace eventually, you know, if this works, you're going to displace a ton of jobs. And McDonald's CEO apparently pushed back and said that the restaurant, the automated restaurant they created, well, it's true, the whole thing, you can take kiosk orders inside and the whole thing's automated to deliver your orders. While it is automated in a lot of different things, there is still about the same size team as a normal McDonald's restaurant, just instead of focusing on taking orders and giving people food and making the food, they're more focused on packaging food and other areas. So apparently they have a similar size staff. Now, that being said, I don't believe for a second that they spent all this money on automation to have the exact same headcount and cost. Definitely this thing is going to be able to cut down on headcount, and I'm assuming now they can just serve way more people. So if that's the case, that means that they only need to create one McDonald's restaurant instead of five, because while one has the same staff as one before, it can now serve five times as many people, therefore eliminating the need for five more restaurants, theoretically speaking. All that to say, I don't know, when people push back and they're like, no, we have the same amount of people doing stuff, it's like, yeah, but you're doing more stuff. Like, inevitably, the concern is that the robots are taking jobs, and the robots are taking jobs. Now, not that I don't think we should have automation and yada yada, but I just think, like, to be fair, that's the, you know, that's the truth of the matter. So in any case, McDonald's CEO said that customers interact with less in person and more their digital devices, with heightened expectations for the service they receive. And it's interesting because there's an article on a website called Freethink talking about this, and they said, bans on outdoor dining early in the pandemic led to fast food restaurants like McDonald's to serve more people via drive-through, leading to longer wait times. The number of people ordering through delivery services also surged, yada yada. Just my opinion, I find a little cringe when anyone references the pandemic for why things have to be fundamentally different today. I love work from home and that kind of concept that it led to, but it's not like any of these these things are great, but like it's not like it's not a need. The pandemic's over. We're post-pandemic. So using the pandemic to justify any specific concrete changes today, I find a little bit cringy. Well, I guess COVID's not over. I know plenty of people that got it in the last couple of weeks and got over it fine. But, the hype and hysteria around COVID is over. So, in any case, maybe it is necessary because, you know, Bill Gates says that we need to start preparing for the next pandemic. So whatever he's got planned for us there might be happening soon. Oops, I say that out loud. Okay, so anyways, what is interesting is McDonald's, specifically what they're doing is they have two different drive-through lanes. One where you can go through and do your order more normally on their first restaurant as a test. And the second one is specifically going to be all completely automated. So you can order on your phone, you drive up, they have like a conveyor belt that pulls your phone out to you. And when I was watching their video about this, it looked really similar to like if you've ever used Chase Bank or, well, any bank really, that you go there and they have like those tubes where you stick your credit card information and it sucks it through the tube and gives it to the teller, and then the teller gives you the stuff and it shoots it back down. It's something kind of like that. You pull up and it has like a little window that has a conveyor belt and pops your food out like that. Since no one is going to be in that lane specifically ordering and waiting for food, their hope is that that goes faster. Okay, so that's what McDonald's did back in January, which automated to a large degree a lot of different jobs, in addition to you being able to give your order through AI. And now Wendy's is following suit and doing something really similar. So Wendy's actually says that 70 to 80% of their customers are choosing the drive-through as a preferred ordering channel. Delivering a seamless ordering experience using AI can be difficult due to the complex menu options. It's actually a really funny point that they're going to bring up in a second. So because you can do like, they have a lot of complex menu options apparently, and you can do like special requests and stuff like that. They also say the ambient noise around makes it difficult, whatever. I mean, this is all stuff McDonald's obviously solved in January. So they're acting like they're like, you know, they solved a puzzle, but I mean, other people have done it. So this is something interesting they said though. For example, because customers can fully customize their orders and food is prepared when ordered at Wendy's, this presents billions of possible order combinations available at the Wendy's menu, leaving room for miscommunication or incorrect orders. Okay, so this is in their literal press statement, that like their PR, their press release, that they said this, and I don't know if this is like, if I don't know if they're actually accurate in saying billions of possible order combinations, or if they're just like lots of possible order combinations. I think using the word billions in a press release, if it isn't actually billions, A, is odd and misleading. I mean, why would they say that? But anyways, if it really is billions, someone do the math for me. Like, how many order combinations could you possibly have at Wendy's? But I guess like every time you add a new product and a new like customization to that product, you introduce like X amount of new variable, different types of, you know, orders technically. But in any case, billions of possibilities. That sounds pretty wild. So Google Cloud's generative AI capabilities are now going to be able to bring a new automated ordering experience to the drive-through at Wendy's that is intended to enhance the experience that customers, employees, and franchisees expect. So I think that it's going to be pretty interesting. Essentially, this is the same thing that McDonald's did. And I think that by McDonald's kind of front-running this, they took a lot of the heat. And now that Wendy's doing it, it's not so much like, oh man, Wendy's is replacing jobs. It's just like, okay, well, Wendy's is following what McDonald's is already doing, and everybody inevitably is going to start doing this. I think that's the interesting thing with this, is like McDonald's started it. They're kind of the premier, or like the biggest fast food restaurant in America, I think. And so since the big player is doing it, Wendy's is now doing it, everyone will start doing that. And inevitably we're going to see, when you order at fast food in the next couple years, all of these are going to just be like an AI that you are talking to. So it's going to be interesting to see how accurate and how, I mean, inevitably these things will get good at it. There's no doubt about it. Anyone that's like, so pretty much when McDonald's launched, a bunch of TikTokers went through it and were like, I tried it and it got my order wrong and blah, blah, blah. And they were like complaining about it. And like, inevitably these things, like, this is the first company that does it in the first iteration. Give this thing a couple years and these things will all be flawless. Like, look at the rate of AI advancing. So I don't really buy any of the, a human could do it so much better, like, stuff that people, like, that narrative people try to push, because, come on, AI is going to be better than humans at everything, and that's, like it or not. Like, I'm not saying that's necessarily a good thing. I'm not saying I'm thrilled about that prospect, but, like, inevitably that is the scenario that's going to happen. So, like, let's figure out how to adapt instead of, you know, trying to trash talk the AI in hopes that, I don't know, you know, we make ourselves feel better, because in reality it won't be like that for long. So better prepare than, you know, feel smug for a minute now. In any case, in the press release, Wendy's said that, this is kind of funny, Wendy said, Wendy's introduced the first modern pickup window in the industry more than 50 years ago, and we're thrilled to continue our work with Google Cloud to bring a new wave of innovation to the drive-through experience. I don't know, I always think it's funny when companies are like, we pioneered the pickup window like 50 years ago, so we're the pioneers, so now we're gonna do AI, look at us, we're pioneers. I'm like, I don't know. Not incredibly impressed by the first pickup window 50 years ago, but, like, you know, cool historical fact, not relevant today. In any case, that's just my own silly opinion. But it's going to be really interesting. I think the bigger news in this whole situation is the fact that McDonald's has done this, Wendy's has done this, the industry is going in this direction, and Wendy's has just announced that they're going to do the ordering at the window, but they will inevitably do the automation. McDonald's announced that they have a big team running the automated store in the background, but guess what? Newsflash, that was their first store. Of course they're going to have a bunch of people in the background. Like, it's going to look horrible if it makes mistakes as a completely automated thing. Inevitably and eventually, these stores will be fully automated. That's the truth of it. Inevitably and eventually, fast food restaurants will have the capability of being completely automated from order to pickup to food creation, with maybe one manager like running the machines and making sure everything is like not on fire, pretty much. So, and even that, I'm sure they could have a robot that puts out fires, but you know, that's another story. In any case, that is something to be aware of and something to think about as we look at what types of regulation the government should make, what types of legislation should pass around this, and what we are planning on doing with all of the people that inevitably are never going to be able to work at McDonald's or some of these entry-level jobs that is kind of honestly like a safety net in America, is these minimum wage entry-level jobs that people can work at when they are needing to, you know, get job experience at the beginning or fall back on in later life if whatever they're working on falls through. So this is going to be a really interesting area to watch. And I feel like fast food restaurants are kind of like the pulse on an entire demograph and how it is going to be replaced and revolutionized by AI. So it's an area we'll continue to watch very closely. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.